You're listening to Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, streaming around the universe from localfm.ca. My name is Philip, and this show is called Party Sauce. We kicked off the show with some synthwave vibes from Moncton, New Brunswick. That was Sonic Hertz with Crossing the Void. And I felt like I was in a console of an 80s video game, flying around and shooting at little pixelated robots and running for my life with that song as the soundtrack. I feel like I just might make it alive or make it to my next extra life. And I got all kinds of stuff coming up for you in the show today. I'm going to play some punk rock because I don't even care. I got some synth music and I got some Detroit techno coming up later. Bunch of local East Coast kind of jams. So stick around and enjoy it for the next hour of Party Sauce. I'm going to kick it off with some Andreas Tilliander from Sweden. And this came out a few years ago, but it's new to me, and maybe it's new to you too. I've been jamming this album all week. This is a track featuring New Moscow, and it's called Caught in a Riot. That was Le Couleur from Montreal on some funky electronic disco vibes. And before that, we heard Andreas Tilliander with Caught in a Riot. And going way back, starting the show with Sonic Hertz, Crossing the Void, I'll tell you one thing, those three tracks all have in common. I heard about them all from Moncton's DJ Bones. And DJ Bones came and crashed on my couch, and then I went and crashed on his couch. It was a couch exchange and a music exchange, and I heard all kinds of new stuff. And over the next few weeks, I hope to be playing lots of East Coast electronic music, because Bones has got his ear to the ground, and he knows lots of stuff that I don't know. But if you do make music on the East Coast, and it's got a beat, and you can dance to it, you should send it to me at philip@partysauce.lol, and I'll play it on the show, because that's what I do. Coming up next, though, I'm going to play some Buzzcocks. This is from an album called Different Kind of Tension. You know, I could just play this whole album, and that would be my radio show, and I'd be just rocking out and being happy. Can I do that? Can I play this whole Buzzcocks? Anyway, oh, well. There's been a lot of music, I guess, that's come out since 1979, so I should not just play the Buzzcocks for a full hour. But I could. That's what I'm saying. Different Kind of Tension. Now, side one of this record is labeled as The Rose on the Chocolate Box. Side two is labeled as The Thorn Beneath the Rose. But we're going for all the chocolate today, baby. I'm going to play, I think I'm going to play two songs because it's so good. I'm going to play a Steve Diggle song called Sitting Around at Home. And I'm going to play a Pete Shelley song called You Say You Don't Love Me, because it's so hard to play just one Buzzcock song, just like it's so hard to eat just one chocolate. This song, Sitting Around at Home, you know, it's got this kind of almost a heavy sort of riff to it. I think I'm going to take my turntable and just pitch it way down. I'm going to play this song at -6. Now, the Buzzcocks are known for really fast, really short punk rock pop songs, but I'm just going to see what happens when I slow this down to -6 on the Technics 1200 DJ turntable.
say you don't know me. Well, that's alright with me, 'cause I'm in love with you, and I wouldn't want you doing things you don't want to do. Oh, you know I've always wanted you to be in love with me, and it took so long to realize the way things have to be.
Buzzcocks, the beautiful Buzzcocks, with two songs from Different Kind of Tension. We heard Sitting Round at Home and You Say You Don't Love Me. And Howard Devoto, who originally sang for the Buzzcocks, went on to start another band called Magazine. And I'm going to play some Magazine right now. Going to play a song called Because You're Frightened from another album called Alternative Use of Soap. See, that's another album that's just got hit after hit on it. I could play a whole side of that and just sit back and enjoy, but I'm going to play some Martha and the Muffins instead, or M&M, as they tried to be known at this point. You know, everybody knows Martha and the Muffins for Echo Beach. Well, it's a classic pop song of the early 80s. Echo Beach is a really cool song. Listen to it next time it comes on the old radio station that they play at your work or whatever. It holds back the chorus hook for the last minute of the song. I can't think of too many songs that do that, but basically the chorus doesn't happen until the very, very last minute of Echo Beach. Listen to it and you'll see what I mean. You know, Echo Beach, far away in time. That's the chorus, man. That's the hook. They hold it back. And then they just hit you with it. I don't know. I like Echo Beach, but I'm not going to play that. You can hear that anywhere. Not many people know this, but Eminem had a whole pile of records. And Martha and the Muffins, you know, it's kind of a silly name. It's hard to be taken seriously with that name, I think, in the minds of some people. And they tried to kind of rebrand themselves as Eminem. I don't know. I don't know how much success they had, but all of this is irrelevant to the fact that they were a really great band, one of the most underrated bands of the 80s in Canada, and they're still doing stuff today. They kind of went on to be almost more like Canada's Talking Heads, in a sort of way with their rhythms and their funk. I'm going to play a song from an album called Dance Park. And it's a song that came up in conversation over the weekend called Several Styles of Blonde Girls Dancing. But first, here's Magazine, Because You're Frightened.
No! my memory was not serving me so correctly. I walked in and kissed the wrong one. Is that what I want? No, is that what I am? I respect you. I respect you. I respect you. I respect you. Of things pushing apart at the seams. Your gesture is knocking a hole in the air. You perceive me. You perceive me. You retrieve me. You retrieve me.
Thank you.
Hey, that was M&M, M plus M, commonly known as Martha and the Muffins, with a track called Several Styles of Blonde Girls Dancing from the album Dance Park. And that song is almost 6 minutes long. There's an awful lot going on in that song. It almost seems like it's crying out for a DJ edit. You'd think, he said with a knowing wink. And before that, we heard Magazine and Because You're Frightened from Correct Use of Soap. Alternative Use of Soap. I think there were a couple different versions of that Soap album, but that's the Canadian pressing, and it's called Alternative Use of Soap. Coming up next, we have some St. John music from Nick Fowler, F-W-L-R, whose music you've almost certainly heard, whether you know it or not, because he does a lot of jams for TV. Sometimes I like to go to my great uncle's house and have a cup of tea. We watch the news, and then after the news, we watch E-Talk. And when E-Talk comes on, my ears always perk up a little bit because I think there might be some Nick Fowler compositions tucked away during the breaks in E-Talk. And yeah, give a listen to this track. It's Never Coming Home featuring Kinley on the vocals, Nick Fowler from St. John on the production. And it's a real rocker. See if you can listen to that and then pick out Nick's style next time you're listening to E-Talk. And we're also going to hear, before that, we're going to hear some Guilty from, currently from Halifax, Nova Scotia, I believe, maybe from St. John at one point in time. Once, I think when I heard of this act, it was called Guilty Priest, but now it seems like he's just going by Guilty. And If you're a fan of Blank Banshee, take note of this. This is a track called Prepared. You're listening to Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. My name is Philip, and the show is called Party Sauce. Enjoy. Guilty.
Come in,
That was Fowler, F-W-L-R, Nick Fowler from St. John, New Brunswick, just bringing a huge hit, Never Coming Home, featuring Kinley. Huge production from Nick. That track's a real monster. And before that, Guilty, featuring Adam, who played in Girls Would Kill, whom you might remember if you went to shows in St. John and danced. Now going by Guilty, and that track was called Prepared. Coming up next, two bands that I will play anywhere, anytime I feel like it, Devo and OMD. This is Devo with Race of Doom.
Why can't you have your baby needed too? Why believe in things that make
That was OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, from the album Organization, released in 1980, a track called Enola Gay. And before that, two tracks from Devo, from the New Traditionalist album. We heard Race of Doom and Love Without Anger. And that just about brings us to the end of the show. You've been listening to Party Sauce on Local FM 107.3 in St. John, streaming across the galaxy and deep below the ocean at localfm.ca. I'm going to end the hour with some Drexia, Detroit Techno. And this is from a release called Harness the Storm out on Trezor. Drexia. Now, there was an act with a real vision. You know, a lot of techno artists and electronic artists have a fetish for outer space, but Drexia went deep beneath the ocean. You know, we know more about the surface of Mars than we do about the bottom of our own Atlantic Ocean, and it's sitting right there. But there are mysteries down there. There are civilizations. There are creatures. There are whole worlds taking place, and we need Drexia to take us there, to take us down in a squid-shaped submarine, and we can look out the windows at the water creatures and strange phenomena deep beneath the ocean and strange soundscapes. And that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to stare out of our submarine porthole and commune with some whale bleeps and some subsonic rumbles and some jellyfish squiggling around. Listen to some Drexia. Thanks a lot for tuning in to Party Sauce. Enjoy this, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.